Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Hey, this is Sasha Ann Simons, and you're listening to Reset, your daily dose of conversations on the news, politics, arts, and culture. If you're a friend to fish and looking for an excuse to get out on the water this summer, the Shedd Aquarium wants to float an idea by you: kayaking for conservation. It's exactly what it sounds like, a two-for-one lesson in conservation and paddling. The Kayaking for Conservation program offers guided tours of the Chicago River for both beginner and advanced kayakers. Recently, we got out of the studio and broadcasted live from the steps of the Shedd. Jacqueline Wegner, the Shedd's Director of Conservation Action, told us more about the program. Tell us a little bit about you to start off. What does a Director of Conservation Action do?
Yeah, so I oversee a department of folks here at Shedd who run all sorts of events and opportunities for people to take action for animals. So we host volunteer events around the Chicago area. We do community science projects so people can help study and observe wildlife. And we launched the Kayak for Conservation program a few years ago, and that's been one of our great opportunities to get people out to take action and make a difference for local environments.
Oh, that sounds incredible. So how did the Kayak for Conservation program begin?
Yeah, so in 2016, we had a relatively new president and CEO, Dr. Bridget Coughlin, and she urged a few working groups to try out some new pilot programs to get us out in nature and out in communities to try to connect with different communities. And so we started to explore opportunities to work on the Chicago River. We hadn't done a whole lot as far as programming on the river. We lucked out because we connected with a really awesome partner organization called Urban Rivers. They were just starting to build these floating wetlands on the Chicago River to create habitat for wildlife.
Yeah.
And so we paired up with Urban Rivers to help to install more of the floating wetlands. And then we piloted a small-scale kayak program to bring people out to explore and to observe the wetlands. So that's really kind of where it was born.
So do I have to have kayaking experience to do well on the water?
We have a lot of first-time kayakers.
Okay, including
We have a lot of first-time kayakers. It's a really accessible program, and we do offer a couple different versions of the program. We have one that's just a river discovery tour. It's a two-hour program all around, and you're actually only on water for about an hour.
Okay.
And we give everybody guidance as to how to paddle, how to steer, how to work your way around the river. The whole point of the program is to expose people to the joy of paddling and the cool wildlife and nature that they can surround themselves with right here in Chicago. Our program takes place right in kind of the Lincoln Park area.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really accessible for people who live in the city, don't have the gear, or may not have the experience, but still want to give it a try.
Talk about the Chicago River ecosystem, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
What kinds of wildlife do kayakers come across on these lessons?
Yeah, you know, as we get the program started, we always ask people, when you think of the Chicago River, what comes to mind? And people think about it being kind of smelly. They think about trash being in the river, and they also think about it being neon green, like from St. Patrick's Day when it's dyed green.
Yes.
And so we ask those questions as we get started, but once we take people kayaking, they are seeing crayfish, green herons, black crowned night herons, which are a state endangered bird. We put out fish traps, and so we catch sunfish and bluegill, all sorts of things that really help to bring the river to life. And by the end of the program, people recognize there's so much more to the river than what we can see from up on a bridge or up on the street. And kayaking is such a great way to be immersed in it and to get to see the wildlife and the ecosystem close up.
Yeah, that's incredible. What else can folks expect on this tour?
Not only is it an eco tour where you get to see wildlife and learn about wildlife, but you actually get to really understand the long history of the Chicago River and where it's been, where it is now, and where it's going. So the intention in partnering with Urban Rivers is that we're bringing these floating wetlands to a space that's otherwise not a great habitat. It's kind of just walls on both sides of the river, mm-hmm. and not really friendly for fish and turtles and other things we want to see living in the river. So people get to learn about the industrialized history of the river and what we're envisioning as a future that's going to be more wildlife friendly and more accessible for people to get out and enjoy and to experience as well.
Well, let's see if you can take a stab at this question we've got from the audience here. This one's from Karen, who says, what is the update on the rising lake level?
You know, I'm actually not an expert on lake levels, and my head is in Chicago River here, but the lake levels do cycle year to year, and I would definitely defer to somebody else to actually speak to that a bit. We also
I'll keep this one around.
My team does beach cleanups on a handful of beaches around Chicago, and right behind us at Museum Campus is 12th Street Beach, mm-hmm. and every year the lake levels do change a bit, and that's kind of the most experience that we have, just seeing whether we need to be out there doing beach cleanups and where
or
the
not.
Lake levels are.
Yeah. I wonder your favorite part of this tour, Jacqueline, because there's so much, right?
So, yeah. It's
so many great benefits.
A lot of cool things to see. I think one of my favorites is when you head down the river and get to see the Chicago skyline in the background and a variety of different native plants popping up all around. And every time I go out on the river, I see different native plants in bloom or native plants growing. Early in the spring, it's super fun to see ducklings and goslings popping up around the stretch of the river. The area we've been working on is called the Wild Mile.
Okay.
It's really an area that is changing constantly. And for those who either have been out in the past or have never seen it, it's really worth going out to visit, especially
the Wild Mile.
Yeah. And this year, in addition to going out to see it on kayak, there's a new floating walkway. So you can actually go down a dock and walk along this floating walkway and experience all sorts of cool native plants and wildlife. And you're really, again, right in the shadow of
the
skyscrapers.
That sounds incredible. What's the feedback you're getting from people who are participating in this?
People are really surprised to see that you can have this kind of nature oasis in Chicago. And so it feels like a getaway. And I think that we're really helping to change some public perceptions around what the connection between nature and city is all about.
Talk more about that. What is the public perception?
Yeah. You know, people, I think, are used to our built environment and are being, we're surrounded a lot by concrete and built structures. I think especially during COVID, a lot of us were really connecting to local nature spaces, even
yeah.
if that's the little plot in your backyard or taking a walk along the river. And so I think creating these spaces that are immersive and really serving as wildlife first, not just, you know, industry first.
Yeah.
It's really changing people's minds about what's possible and how they can be part of contributing to that. So through participating in Kayak for Conservation, they're learning about it. They're contributing to wildlife monitoring and also doing some litter cleanup for some of our sessions that are a bit more advanced. We invite people to do cleanups and contribute to cleaning up the river
yeah.
as well.
Well, you know, there's quite a bit of traffic on the river. You know, I'm thinking barges, right?
Yep.
How does that impact the kayaking experience?
There are far few barges than there used to be, and that's
okay.
part of what makes these kinds of projects possible, because we have these areas that were industrialized primarily for the purpose of barges. We put up these big, you know, steel walls on either side of the river just so we could shuttle goods back and forth along the river between, you know, different branches and downtown.
Okay.
These days there's far less barge traffic, and so it's really primed for us to rethink the river system. But it does still take a little bit of, you know, mindfulness when you're out on the river kayaking. There are boats, there are barges.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever out kayaking on your own, be sure to stay to the right just as you would, like staying in the slow lane on the highway.
Right.
And so just being mindful of the different users who are out there. But the more kayakers there are, you know, hopefully we can build more awareness and kind of a shared sense of space out there on the
yeah.
river.
What do you want kayakers to take away from the program?
We want kayakers to see themselves as owning the river. Like, this is Chicago's river. We want people to feel like, I can get back out there and kayak again, maybe by myself, or maybe I'll rent a kayak. And so we really want to encourage people to recreate, connect with the river more, spend time in the space. And if they are interested in coming back multiple times with us, it's always a different experience, so we welcome that.
That's cool.
We also have a pay what you can model, so it's pretty accessible for people who you just need to pay a little bit less for the experience.
Yeah.
And so we've had folks ranging from $20 to $100 paying what they can to help to fund the experience.
What are some of the shed's other conservation efforts?
Yeah, we at this time of year, we're also out doing a lot of beach cleanups, and we work at several, both Lake Michigan and Chicago River shoreline locations to do cleanups. Also really important is that we do a lot of education about preventing environmental harm. So while we love doing things like cleanups, it's also really critical for us to do education around plastic reduction and encouraging more sustainable behavior, so we're not out there always having to try to clean up the harm that's already been done.
How can Chicagoans get involved?
with the kayak program or some of these other opportunities?
Both.
Yeah. So we do have a lot of spots open for the kayak program throughout the remainder of the season. We go through the end of September. And I'd also encourage folks to check out our website for ways to reduce their plastic waste as well. We have shedaquarium.org/plastic as an opportunity to see how you can look upstream to one of our environmental challenges as far as litter ending up in the river and make a difference on that.
Jacqueline Wegner is the Director of Conservation Action at the Shedd Aquarium. Thank you so much for your time, Jacqueline.
Thanks for having me. It's great.
Now, if you want a kayak for conservation, you can learn more at sheddaquarium.org. That's all for today's Reset. If you like this conversation, be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more. And we want to know, what do you think of the podcast? What do you like? What can we do to improve your listening experience? Leave us a review. We read all of them. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.